Roundabout with Tony Barnfield on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello there. Miles Jupp. Miles, you're about to come to Cambridge.
That's right. Yeah. I'm doing a play, The Life I Lead, which is about the life of David Tomlinson, who played Mr. Banks in Mary Poppins and Bedknobs and Broomsticks and that sort of thing. But really, it's about his life story, and which was, full of things I had no idea about until the writer rang me up one day and said, did you know this about David Tomlinson?
Yes, because he was a very big name in my childhood, and I'm 70, so he's perhaps not well-known, except for Mary Poppins, probably.
Yeah, that a film that big, I suppose, just goes on and on and on. I think, children now probably watch that as a film, and everyone, whatever age then, has a memory of him, and maybe as a face rather than a name. But he was an amazing man, really, and had an extraordinary life story.
And did you really know much about him before you were phoned up?
No, I didn't. No, not at all. All I knew was that I liked him. I remember really loved Mary Poppins when I was a child, and Bedknobs and Broomsticks, but also I would then be thrilled if I'd see him, turning up in other things. The wooden horse, that prisoner of war escape story that he's in. I mean, he must have made probably 50 or 60 films before he went and made Mary Poppins. He just worked and worked and worked, almost like studio age, I suppose. Prolific guy.
A bit like John Le Mesurier, who said that he was a jobbing actor always.
Yeah, people now that I would consider big names that still consider themselves jobbing actors. That's what you're doing. You're just waiting for something to happen or not happen on the other side.
Much as you had when you were given this opportunity. So The Life I Lead is the title of one of the songs, isn't it, in Mary Poppins?
That's right, yeah.
And so are there surprises in the story? Because you're on your own, on stage, for the whole evening.
That's right, yeah. I mean, so it sort of flips backwards and forwards in time. So, there's a little bit of the professional stuff to cover, what it was like that's working on Mary Poppins, more about his relationship with Disney, for instance, who was someone he had a really good relationship with, and I think found to be quite a wise counsellor, but also about his family life. He had a tremendously difficult relationship with his father, who turned out to be a complete rogue, I suppose, not an honest man. He had a difficult war, I suppose. He flew in the RAF, so crashed the plane the first time he flew solo, and indeed crashed a plane again much later in his life in Buckinghamshire. He was married as well during the Second World War, and lost that wife in really tragic circumstances, and then met someone 10 years later and started a family, and that was a really sort of important chapter of his life, his four boys, and trying to give them a childhood that was an opposite experience to the one that he had.
Because it was quite a time. I remember I grew up just after the Second World War, and it was certainly a challenging time.
Yeah, I think, we think of the country being in sort of straits now, I suppose, but we're not dealing with recovering from, the end of a war and things needing, rationing and all this sort of stuff going on, unless he's about to come back. But basically a country collectively getting over an enormous traumatic event.
I can't imagine that the show is totally serious with you and your humour.
Oh, right. Well, there are jokes in it. I mean, certainly. I mean, some of the anecdotes are funny anecdotes, and the writer, James Kettle, he is a comedy writer. I mean, what attracted me to the scripts were actually the sad bits, the hard bits. Those are the bits that I thought would be most exciting and interesting to do as an actor. But it is, there's lots of funny stuff. James is someone I've collaborated with for about 7 or 8 years, and he was the head writer on the news quiz on my first 3 years of my tenure, I suppose. So we've done a lot together, and I sort of knew that the jokes would be good when he said he was going to write the play. I had no worry about that, but the other stuff was the stuff that really, really delighted me.
So does it say actor or comedian, or what does it say on your passport, Miles?
I suppose it would say actor and writer, or maybe comedian. I don't know how many job titles you need. Gun for hire, maybe.
So
a man with a mortgage and white goods that need to be paid for. It's a kind of patchwork quilt about what I do, I suppose, And I'm getting into an age now where I probably ought to start trying to narrow it down and sort of specialise in something. I sort of did stand up and thought, I wonder how far I can take this. And then got an acting job in a children's thing and thought, oh, I quite like to do some acting. And then, you know, you sit down and write sometimes and nothing else is going on. And then you're sort of juggling a variety of things. And, you know, there's a lot of work where I suppose the thing that unites all of it, whether you're doing after dinner or presenting awards or being in something, being in a television series, you know, a lot of the time the job is just looking like you're meant to be there, really. That's the sort of, even if you don't feel like it. So I suppose that's my kind of speciality. Reading out loud. Not bad at the old reading out loud.
Yes. The English Reading Prize is the sort of thing I remember from school.
Yeah. I think I won when I was 5. I think I won the Reading Out Loud Prize at Stepping Stones in school I went to at that age. One of the very few prizes I've ever won.
Excellent. Well, you talked about juggling things. Of course, while you're touring the country for quite a time, you're not really going to be able to do anything else, are you?
No, well, I'm not. This is taking me through to the end of September, I suppose. When I did the first tour, we did a 9-week tour at the beginning of the year. And when I did that, I was, for the first bit of it, I was juggling. I was still, that was around about the time, actually, that I told them Radio 4 that I wanted to leave the news quiz, I suppose. I was doing, you know, the show opened in Exeter on the Wednesday. That's quite a stressful thing to open a show within the context of doing that as a job. Obviously, not in the wider world. You open the show on Wednesday, Thursday, go to London, host the news quiz, come back Friday, do show 2. And I was doing that for sort of 3 weeks, suddenly stopping in the middle of a run of shows, going and hosting this different one and coming back. And I did think this is a little hectic, actually.
So what's after this, after September, then?
Well, I've got some writing to do. I've got a novel that was due last Christmas that I hope to deliver by this Christmas. So I need to concentrate on that. And a few other writing commitments, really. But I sort of want to my diary to have a kind of an available aspect to it. You know, if some interesting acting work comes along, be in a position to go and do that. But otherwise, I've been really busy for 10 years. And I'd like to spend some time at home, you know, be at home with my family or be acting.
Right.
And just sort of leave it at that, really.
OK, Miles, well, thank you very much indeed. I suspect you might need to put juggler on your passport.
Right, OK. I'll do that.
OK. Yeah. Well, what we're going to hear now is The Life I Lead, the title of Miles' show, and also from the original soundtrack of Mary Poppins. Miles, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much.
I feel a surge of deep satisfaction, much as a king astride his noble steed, when I return from daily strife to hearth and wife. How pleasant is the life I lead.
Dear, it's about the children.
Yes, yes, yes. I run my home precisely on schedule. At 6:01, I march through my door. My slippers, sherry and pipe are due at 6:02. Consistent is the life I lead.
George, they're missing.
Splendid, splendid.
It's grand to be an Englishman in 1910. King Edward's on the throne, it's the age of men. I'm the lord of my castle, the sovereign, the liege. I treat my subjects, servants, children, a wife, with a firm but gentle hand, noblesse oblige. It's 6:03 and the heirs to my dominion are scrubbed and tubbed and adequately fed. And so I'll pat them on the head and send them off to bed. Ah, lordly is the life I lead.
David Tomlinson from Mary Poppins and The Life I Lead, which is the title of Miles Jupp's one-man show, which opens at the Cambridge Arts Theatre on Tuesday the 10th of September, running nightly to Saturday the 14th at 7:45, with a couple of matinees on the Thursday and Saturday at 2:30.